There are many things I love about getting to do this work of parish ministry. And one of them is getting to hear your stories of recent times, but also of earlier in your life events and things that were foundational for you. Oftentimes I get to hear the stories of people who are new here or checking us out, looking for a spiritual home. And over the years, I've noticed that among the folks, the stories I hear from those folks, as well as from people who've been here a long time, there's something that a number of us have in common. I've heard so many of you say something like, back when I was young in parochial school or in church, the teacher or the minister would say to me, why do you have so many questions? Can't you just have faith? One of the things we have in common, it seems, is that we have questions. We like to ask questions. We like to wonder about things. It was in this Unitarian Universalist faith and a particular church that I walked into back in 1991, maybe 1992, that set me on a path that at the time I could have never imagined. I was still young then, and the church of my childhood didn't really fit anymore. And it was in that UU congregation that I felt permission. And not just permission, but welcome and encouragement to ask spiritual and theological questions and then to follow where they led. And this set me on a path that eventually led me to you. This month, we've been reflecting on comfort and discomfort. And you know, asking questions can take you out of that comfortable place you have built for yourself, right? Can lead you through some uncertain and uncomfortable places, at least for a while. And on the other hand, it may be a place of discomfort that causes you to start asking questions. Why am I living this way? Is this what I have to put up with? And this discomfort may be what fuels you, gives you courage to make a change, to say yes to life, as we just sang. I think of words from a long time ago from the prophet Isaiah, who asked, "Why do you spend your money on what is not bread? And your labor on what does not satisfy?" We have a hymn that riffs on those words. Have you ever noticed that the Bible and other sources of spiritual wisdom are full of questions, full of invitations to look at our lives and our choices and see that there are other ways and other possibilities? And so today I want to lift up and celebrate this act of questioning and invite you to see that asking questions, questions of yourself and of your companions and questions of God, this is a spiritual practice, isn't it? Elie Wiesel once asked, "Could it be that questions are more important than answers? Could it be that questions are the remedy for solitude? After all, we have learned from history that people are united by questions. It is the answers that divide them." Early on in my spiritual searching, I wasn't as young as Claire in her ninth grade personhood. But my friend Curtis also encouraged me by quoting Rilke, his words to a young poet, "I want to beg you as much as I can to be patient toward all that is unsolved in your life and try to love the questions themselves, like locked rooms and like books that are written in a very foreign tongue. Do not now seek the answers which cannot be given you, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. But it is uncomfortable, isn't it, to be patient with all that is unsolved in your heart? What about all that's unsolved in our world? We would like some answers and some certainty, wouldn't we? Which, unfortunately, is often not how life works. And isn't it people's insistence on answers that creates many of our problems? There is so much that is ambiguous and multifaceted and multi-layered. It is possible, isn't it, to protest for justice for Palestinians without demonizing Jewish people? It is possible, isn't it, to proclaim that Black Lives Matter and still support the good work our police are trying to do? And, as Aiden shared, sometimes calling in armed authorities is not the right thing to do. What if we saw asking questions and living the questions as a way toward a deeper and better life for ourselves and for others? What if we saw curiosity and wonder as spiritual practice? Isn't it going to go better and be more fruitful if you feel comfortable and confident asking questions you don't know the answer to? Isn't this a way to invite help and to generate new ways of being? What if our leaders would spend more time asking questions and less time pretending that they have all the answers? What if we were a culture that actually allowed them to do this? How might that change things? I want you to hear again Mary Oliver's poem about the soul. Is the soul solid like iron, or is it tender and breakable like the wings of a moth or the beak of an owl? Who has it and who doesn't? I keep looking around me. The face of the moose is as sad as the face of Jesus. The swan opens her white wings slowly. In the fall, the black bear carries leaves into the darkness. One question leads to another. Does the soul have a shape like an iceberg? Or the eye of a hummingbird? Does it have one lung like the snake and the scallop? Why should I have it and not the anteater who loves her children? Why should I have it and not the camel? Come to think about of it, what about the maple trees? What about the blue iris? What about all the little stones sitting alone in the moonlight? What about roses and lemons and their shining leaves? What about the grass? I have questions these days, all of them not articulated, often swirling around my head and my heart. Questions like, how is the world so beautiful? Why is there so much suffering? What can I do about violence anywhere, but especially in Palestine, against those people, especially children in Gaza? What does it mean to be faithful? Oh God, what do you want me to do? Even in my quiet prayer time, questions swirl around. Thoughts and worries, distractions. But some days I do blessedly drop down into God. And I reach that point of rest at the center of our being that Dag Hammarskjöld wrote about. And I abide there for a time. Blessed stillness, blessed peace. And I wonder, do you know what I'm talking about? This peace beyond our understanding. And I wonder, what are the questions that you are carrying in these days? What are the questions you may have been carrying for years? This could be a good day to take a few notes, to write those questions down if you think you might not remember them. You can take advantage of those little pencils and cards in front of you if you need something to write on. I hope you trust that this is a place where you can share your questions, whatever they are. That we are a tradition where we are invited to seek the truth. We say that at the start of the service every Sunday. Where we are invited to ask big and deep questions of ourselves and also of one another. And we could do more of this, couldn't we? We could hold up more of a space just for asking questions and sitting with our questions. Like, who are we called to be in these days? As individuals, but also as a congregation. Where and with whom should we be showing up and helping out? How are you going to live out your faith in this time and in this place? You know, in church we have meetings. This is something we're pretty good at, having meetings, something we know how to do. Our daughter once years ago sent me a cartoon, and it said something like, had people sitting around a table with an easel with one of those big pieces of paper on it, and it's like, pretend you're productive. Feel like you're getting something done. Impress other people. Have a meeting. Sometimes in our meetings, someone desiring to be helpful will preface their idea with this phrase, "You know what we ought to do?" Sometimes if I'm being present and maybe feeling a little spicy, I will say, "Who is this we you are talking about?" I think of Marge Piercy's poem about what people can accomplish when they join together. These lines: "It starts when you care to act. It starts when you do it again after they said no. It starts when you say we and you know who you mean. And each day you mean one more. It starts when you say we and you know who you mean." Elie Wiesel said that people are united by questions. Asking questions help you to know who your companions and your allies are, so that when you do say we, you know who you mean. What if we made a practice of lifting up our questions and chewing on them alone and with one another? What if we really live the questions and practice being patient with all that is unresolved in our hearts? What if we embody the best of this faith tradition, which makes room for questions and which honors seeking, trusting that this is a way into the depths and toward a better world? Deeper connection with ourselves and with one another and with the holy. And what if we also find time beyond words and beyond thoughts and beyond questions? Time to just rest in what is, in that presence, that mystery that is all around. What if, my spiritual companions, what if? Amen.